Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On this Trinity Sunday, imagine with me our Old Testament reading this morning. King Uzziah lies dead, enshrined in state. And Isaiah the priest goes about his worship work in the temple. And then it happens. The world shudders, twists, and splinters, fractures. Shards of light scatter in every direction around the priest, splinters of divine power shaming the candelabras. A fire that burns but does not consume feeds on the stones of the temple. Isaiah stands speechless, lost in the light and in the flames. The Lord of all creation sits before him. The Holy One's feet rest on the cherub-guarded footstool, the Ark of the Covenant. His robe billows, the roiling of lightning-laced clouds. It fills the temple, a garment now of fire and smoke. The priest's knees shake, but he cannot tear his eyes away. He sees Yahweh. He sees the heavenly throne room, the overlap of heaven and earth. But now he sees that the flames themselves are alive, burning icons of feather and song. They are the seraphim, angels, messengers, firestorms. Their six wings blaze with light. Two cover their faces from the one who is holy. Two cover their nakedness, and two arc above them in flight. And the priests can hear the thunder of their lips. Behind the searing feathers they chant. Their voices hollow a single yet threefold name. Voice to voice they cry, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Tzvaot. Malakol ha'aretz kavodo. Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Their song of hallowing is a song of joy, a sacred ground for a threefold sacred name. The song rumbles through the temple. The doorposts tremble. The undulating angels sing of the one who was and is to come. The one beyond all, the source of life, the revealer, the Father. They sing of the human image, the human face of the source on the throne, the revealed, the spoken speaking word, the Son. They sing of the sevenfold spirited glory filling the whole earth. The revealedness enabling creation to behold the Eternal One. Holy Spirit, holy, 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 three in one and one in three. Today is Trinity Sunday. And as modern Christians, sometimes we're a little ill at ease or embarrassed with the Trinity. We don't like to talk about it much. It seems like a kind of needless bunch of scholastic twaddle, something along the lines of how many angels does it take to dance on the head of a pin? Although, by the way, that's actually a really good question, but that's for another day. The Trinity doesn't make sense. One in essence, three in persons, three persons. God the Father, God, God the Son, God, God the Holy Ghost, God, yet not three gods, but one God. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't seem practical. I mean, how many poor people get a sandwich out of the Trinity? How many marriages are saved out of the Trinity? How does the Trinity make our lives better? The Trinity isn't very practical. It doesn't make sense, and it's not useful to us. And so it embarrasses us, causes doubts, and we sort of leave it as a logic puzzle for the theologians. But what if we've misjudged what is important? The ancient Christians couldn't get enough of the Trinity. What if we've missed the point? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Tzvaot. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. What if the Trinity is about something else, something more real, something at the core and beginning of our faith? We stand here each Sunday in the temple. We do our work of worship, and reality fractures. We see this place then for what it is. The overlap of heaven and earth, the overlap of fiery wings and human fingernails. Our knees shake at the holiness of it all. Yahweh of hosts, the triune one, is here. He sits enthroned. His feet rest on the altar, the mercy seat. All the while, his billowing robe sweeps over us in lightning waves of cloud and smoke. The fire of his presence poured into us in word and sacrament. And there are the burning seraphim setting fire to the rafters. Scores of blinking eyes, as St. John sees, covering them around and within. Below them, the terrible cherubim skip up and down the aisle like calves. And around us, the saints and prophets, martyrs and apostles sit with us, caught up in the fire that burns without consuming. And all the while, all of these creatures hollow a single yet threefold name. Holy, 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 Yahweh God, all ruler, who was and is to come. You see, this morning, as every Sunday morning, God reveals who he is, the thrice holy one, the triune God. And he invites us into awe, into wonder. The Jewish thinker Abraham Joshua Heschel once said that wonder is the beginning of faith. And in pondering the Trinity, the Anglican priest Vernon Staley would have agreed. Reason, he says, becomes lost in wonder and gives place to adoring faith. You see, God is not useful to us. He is who he is. He is beauty. Our minds cannot circumscribe his nature. We cannot plumb his depths. And that is the point. The Trinity doesn't make sense because God is God. The Trinity is not about how useful he is to us, our demands and desires, because it is about God. I am who I am. And this morning, the Triune One invites us again into wonder. He begins all over again our faith, calling forth praise and thanksgiving. Do we doubt this morning? Do we struggle? Behold the Triune One. Do we suffer? Behold the thrice holy. He He invites trembling hands lifted. He invites song with the seraphim. The triune God invites awe. And so this morning, as the thrice holy one shows us his mystery, he invites us again to wonder, prayer, and praise. The seraphim surround us, weaving in and out of the pews. Their myriad eyes blink and stare at us, flat, dull, sinful creatures. And one by one, angel hands press live coals to our lips. And all the while, their spine-tingling song fills this sanctuary. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Tzvaot, Melech Kol Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And now the Spirit is upon us. And we find ourselves chanting the language of heaven with the cherubim in the aisle, the seraphim rotating around the throne, the martyrs and all the saints. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, the whole earth is full of your glory. Hallowed be thy thrice holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So come, come, sisters and brothers, come and sing with the seraphim this morning. Come believe all over again. For the triune God invites your praise, prayer, and your wondering awe. In that thrice holy name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.